This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
You're listening to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I am Damian Farnworth, your host, your muse, your digital recluse, and the chief content writer for Copyblogger Media. And thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. So as of today, I've got 65 episodes under my belt, our belt, I should say, in about 4 months, and that's close to 200 pages of scripts. And one of the things I've been trying to experiment with this whole time is telling more stories, historical stories, fake stories, personal stories. What I'm trying to do is make the audio visual, and I've found that the best way to do this is to share stories, illustrations. See, audio really challenges your storytelling abilities because you must paint a vivid picture. And so you might have noticed a string of stories in the last few episodes. So no surprise, I'd have another one for you today. It's a made-up story, mind you, a parable. The reason why I want to tell this story is to illustrate a point I made a few weeks back in the show on Reason Why Copy. I want to bring this point home for you. It's a short story, but I think you'll enjoy it. So without further ado, here's a story I'm calling The Hook and the Hitch. "I need to show you something," he said. He led me through the screen door, around the barn, down a slope with slabs of limestone set into the hill, and along a narrow path winding through a thick stand of beech. When we finally broke through the last of the trees, I felt the wind, saw the circling seahawk, and gasped at the sudden drop as the ground disappeared before us. A hollow feeling shot through my stomach and legs. We stood on a cliff overlooking a bay of dark water surrounded by steep cliffs slanting toward the afternoon sun. "Do you see that little fishing hut down there?" he said. When I strained, I could make out a little two-door, two-window house with a light blue roof, possibly metal. "Yes," I said. "You can live in that hut, fish from the shore, drink water from the spring behind the hut. You can build a garden, everything you need to get away, to rest, to live a simple life." Something in me stirred. "Any visitors?" I said. "A few. A fisherman might come into this bay, trappers may come down the water to the shore, but people just like you, people who understand you and where you came from." I was hooked. I imagined climbing cliffs every morning, riding in the afternoon. During the summer, I could swim in the bay and sleep under a blanket of bright stars at night. In the winter, I could trap beaver and dog sled through the forest. "So, what's the cost?" I said. He smiled. $1 a day. I let out a deep breath. $1 a day. "So what's the hitch?" He shrugged. "It's haunted." Now, sorry to disappoint you, but I don't have an ending for this story. I know that's cruel, but I think I accomplished what I was after. See, this story illustrates two important copywriting concepts. And so what do you think they are? Think about it for a minute. The first clue was in the headline, The Hook and the Hitch. So let me tell you what those words mean to me. So hook. Hook is the original or the ultra unique angle that makes a product, service, or idea stand out. It's tied deeply into the emotional condition of the prospect. It's the aha moment. In this case, the hut in sheer seclusion provides a sanctuary for the main character to recover in. From what, we don't know, but that's not important at this point. And so the hitch means, it's otherwise known as the catch. Your hook is so unbelievably cool, there has to be a catch. This is the reason why, because people are going to ask the question. It's explaining the why behind your offer. In this case of the story, the catch was the reason why the hut was so inexpensive, because it was haunted. And explaining the hook allows you to add credibility to your claims. It allows people to make a decision based on all the facts, even the ugly ones. So you're honest up front. Okay, so obligatory embarrassing confession to increase my warmth quotient moment. Right? I totally get it. The word hitch is a stretch. It's not the typical phrase you would use. What's the catch is the typical way of saying it, right? So, however, that phrase came from a conversation I was having with a friend. I was explaining to him that you need a good hook when describing a product, but then, off the cuff, I was telling him, you have to follow up with the hitch. I meant to say reason why, but the words didn't come to me, and I just said, hitch. You have to find a hitch. And that's when the light bulb went off for me. I dropped the phone, wrote the story, and went to run it by my wife, who, after some minor tweaks, said, I love it, but I don't think people actually say what's the hitch. It sounded so natural at first, but then when I looked it up, I mean, when she said that, and like, yeah, you got a point. And then I went to look it up, and I couldn't find any references except an awkward mention in an LA Times article, and there were a dozen mentions of Christopher Hitchens, who was known as the Hitch. The dictionary didn't have any mentions of Hitch as a synonym. However, looking up synonyms for the word catch, I discovered the reverse, a reference to hitch. And that, my friends, was enough justification for me. And I hope for you, too. So let me know what you think of this episode, this story, this concept. Drop me a rating or review on iTunes if you haven't already, and thank you to everyone who's shown their support this way. I'm talking to people like Andy Panda, 5976, and SM Biz Pro, and Shlomo 626. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your ratings. Thank you for your reviews. Couldn't do it without you guys and girls. I thank you so, so much. And please, please, I hope you still love me after I left you majorly hanging with that story cliffhanger. So, till next time, take care.